All right, so this presentation is for coaches, consultants, advisors, agencies, service pros, and solution providers. And I'm going to help you to understand why it's getting so darn hard to generate leads and find new clients these days, and what you need to be doing to fill your dance card with high-paying, low-maintenance clients now that everybody has become so used to doing everything online. And I get it, the new shiny marketing objects are coming at you so fast you need a face mask just to open up your email box these days. Yet most of the so-called lead generation strategies and tricks and software and services out there will not solve your lead gen and client getting problem because they fail to address the five biggest reasons that trying to generate leads online isn't working for you. And those reasons are lack of authority, lack of time, lack of involvement, lack of money, and lack of affinity. And so in the next 15 minutes or so, we're going to unpack and solve all of these issues. Reason number one, lack of authority. You see, in the old days, you hauled your butt out to all of these networking opportunities where your potential clients were hanging out, meetings and seminars and things, where you pressed the flesh, maybe you gave some sort of presentation, hung out at the bar or over lunch, and you got to know people. And so most of the bright, shiny objects out there that promise to get you leads and clients are sort of the online equivalent of that. Post on social media, make friends, contacts, connections, chat people up in the comment box, and so on. Well, how's that working for you? The reason it doesn't work is because it's too easy, and so everybody does it. You can't throw a rock these days without hitting some kind of pretend expert. Therefore, the noise is deafening, and you spend endless hours interacting and creating content that nobody ever sees. And if they do see it and comment on it, and then you jump in there and try to get them on the phone to talk about what you can do for them, you have zero authority as a subject matter expert. Why? Because as soon as you do that, the obvious implicit association, this is what humans do. We make associations, connections, unconscious connections between things. And the implicit association here is, how can this guy or gal possibly have time to kibitz with everybody like this in the social media wild? If they're such an expert, why aren't they busy working with paying clients? And any authority that you might have enjoyed as a result of your content marketing, your social media marketing, evaporates into the ether. The frame you put around yourself is everything. And if you put this low-value frame around your expertise by playing the dancing social media monkey, blogging your buns off, podcasting like mad, becoming a YouTube mogul, starting a LinkedIn group, going live on Facebook every 5 minutes, you might as well just cold email or cold message or DM somebody because the effect is essentially the same. Nobody serious is going to respond to these things. And if they do, it's a fluke. These are not leads you can count on. Which brings me to reason number two, lack of time. Obviously, cold calling and cold emailing and chatting up the social media locals is extremely time-consuming. But what about when you do actually haul one in? How efficiently are you serving that client? And what happens to your prospecting activity when you get busy with clients? Gone. Most coaches, consultants, advisors, agencies, service pros, and solution providers, when it comes to what they are offering, they really don't know what it is until the client tells them. Client says, jump. And you say, how high? Anything to get the business. And so you are stuck in this perpetual feast or famine roller coaster, busy one month, ramen noodles the next. predictable lead generation does not and cannot work this way. See if you pass this test. What are you pitching when you're trying to drum up business? Are you pitching yourself or your firm, or are you pitching a solution? Look at it this way. What happens when you get a lead and you get on the phone with them to talk about what they're dealing with? Do you A, custom tailor a solution in response to the client's needs? Or do you B, offer a custom tailored execution of a standardized and pre-built solution? With the former, you're always wondering if the next guy is offering to do it cheaper. Most likely he is. You have no idea of the profit margin or revenue opportunity of a sale until you get one and deliver on it. Most likely it's less than you thought. And you cannot scale without hiring an army of employees or subcontractors. With the latter, you are competing on promise and superiority of process, never on price. You know exactly how much you can afford to acquire a client, and you can handle a virtually infinite number of them. Which one puts you in a better position? And the third reason your enrollment call calendar looks like a ghost town, and the few people you do talk to love to say they want to think it over, or can you give me a call next week, or can you give me a discount, or can I need to talk to my spouse, or some other excuse, which is a lack of involvement. What do I mean by involvement? Well, I don't mean your involvement. I mean their involvement. You need to involve the buyer in the process of learning about their problem and learning about the various ways of solving it by having them make multiple micro commitments online, like coming to your website and giving you their email address, giving you their phone number, clicking here, watching this, listening to that, with each involvement tracked, optimized, and leading logically to a call. Without lifting a finger or opening your mouth, you have the power to involve your prospect for 10, 20, 30, 60, 90 minutes or more. And within that time frame, command literally dozens of micro commitments, each one building upon the last and creating a formidable momentum toward them becoming a client on the very first call. Because how much more authority do you think you'll have with your prospect if before you speak with them, they have already had the opportunity to convince themselves that you are the guy or gal who essentially wrote the book on whatever issue they're struggling with? How much more likely are they to book a call with you and show up at the call correct? As in, ready to leave all of their excuses for not dealing with their problem at the door, deferring to your authority and getting the help they need. What's more, each one of those micro commitments tells you something about the person before you meet them, allowing you to create instant rapport and exquisite advanced knowledge and insight into exactly how you can help them, and therefore a rapid path to enrollment. No need to think it over. No need for the usual smokescreens and excuses people use to avoid making decisions. Wouldn't that be nice? Which brings me to the fourth reason your lead generation isn't working. Reason number four is a lack of money. And again, I'm not talking about their money, I'm talking about your money. Most coaches, consultants, advisors, agencies, service pros, and solution providers are simply not charging enough. They look like everyone else in their niche. They fail to justify their value, and they devalue their time, and are therefore not bringing enough in to bankroll their lead generation. It's costing way too much time or money to acquire a client. By the time you've acquired the client and served the client, there's nothing left. And it is back to scrambling, manually beating the internet bushes and pounding the virtual pavement. Not only is this bad for you, it is bad for your clients. Because if you really believe in the work that you do, and you really want to help people, then you owe it to them to raise your prices. Because the more people pay for things, the more they pay attention. If I buy an ebook from you for $97, I'm going to put $97 worth of effort into doing what you tell me to do in that ebook. If I buy into your $9,700 program, I'm going to put in 100 times the effort. And because I put in 100 times the effort, you think I might get a better result? What if you're selling done-for-them services? Well, suppose I need open-heart surgery. Am I going to shop around for the cheapest surgeon? Hell no. I am looking for the most expensive surgeon I can possibly find. Well, it's the same with any kind of professional service or program. If you're a marketing coach or consultant or copywriter, and I implement your advice or your copy in my business, what are the stakes? Huge. I could lose tens of thousands of dollars overnight. So I want the best there is. And your high fees give me confidence I'm getting it. That is how smart people think. And finally, reason number 5 why lead generation doesn't work, lack of affinity. What do I mean by affinity? You see, before you ever speak to a client, before they graduate from suspect to prospect or lead, they should be able to recall your name, recognize your face, be familiar with your voice, and already have a sense that you are on their side. You are perceived as not just authoritative, but as an authoritative advocate. Because you've walked in their shoes. You've suffered the dark night of the soul, and you've come out the other side. And as a result, you have a special sense of obligation for their well-being because of who they are and who you are. This is the basis of trust. And it is something that generally happens when people are face-to-face. But it can also happen virtually. And it can happen without you being anywhere near the scene of the crime. It is happening right now. You are hearing my voice. In a few minutes, you will see my face and become familiar with my unique mannerisms as I am speaking with you. I will ask you about your situation, your challenges, your dreams and desires for the future, and I will connect with you as if we were having a conversation. Even though we will have yet to meet. This is the true magic of technology. You can connect with your prospect and bond with them at a deep level. You can nurture them and develop them without being in the same time or space. And you can nurture them and develop an almost infinite pool of leads that way. Because without that automated affinity, you're always going to have an uphill battle enrolling the client. It's going to take you longer to make the sale. It's going to require far more effort on your part. And this, in turn, limits your cash flow and constricts the flow of leads. And it's a downward spiral. Less leads equals less cash flow. Less cash flow equals less leads until the whole thing breaks down, and that's all she wrote. And I don't want that for you. So here's what I want you to do. In a moment, I'm going to give you a link. Heck, I'm going to put it on the screen right now. There it is. And when you type that link into your browser and hit enter, we're going to have a virtual conversation. I'm going to ask you some questions about who you are and your unique area of expertise, and then I'm going to show you how other coaches, consultants, advisors, agencies, service pros, and solution providers, folks who are a lot like you and who were once struggling to get clients, who lacked authority in the marketplace, who couldn't find the time or energy to chase clients all around the internet, and who had a hell of a time enrolling them even when they caught one, but are now hauling down 6, 7, and even 8-figure incomes while working less and enjoying a level of satisfaction and impact they never dreamed possible. You'll see exactly how they're doing it in detail as soon as you hit that link and join me for that discussion. And depending on who you are and what you do and how you do it, it's approximately 15 to 20 minutes. And you'll be well on your way to having your client getting problem solved. So you can have systems generating the leads, nurturing the leads, developing the leads, and serving a virtually infinite number of clients, freeing you to spend more time with your family and make a much greater contribution with your calling, whatever it might be. So head on over to that link and let's have that discussion.